Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, thank you for this day.
父神，为今天感谢。
Lord, I pray that you would strengthen us for this last class.
求你这最后一堂课再次加我们力量。
Help us, Lord, to teach your truth.
帮助我们教导你的话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. All right, in Ezekiel 36, verse 22.
二十二节，三十六章。
First, we're going to read verses 22 and 23.
我们读二十二到二十三节。
Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for my holy name which you have profaned among the nations where you went. I will vindicate the holiness of my great name which has been profaned among the nations which you have profaned in their midst. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when I prove myself holy among you in their sight.
二十二节，所以你要对以色列家说，主耶和华如此说，以色列家，我行这事不是为你们，乃是为我的圣名，就是在你们到的列国中所亵渎的。我要使我的名，我的大名显为圣，这名在列国中已被亵渎，就是你们在他们中间所亵渎的。我在他们眼前，在你们身上显为圣的时候，他们就知道我是耶和华，这是主耶和华说的。
Now, one of the first questions that we must ask ourselves,
我们要问自己的第一个问题是
is why does God save man?
就是为什么神要拯救人？
What is the motive?
神的动机是什么？
If we say God saves man because of love,
如果我们说神拯救人因为他的爱，
Which is true.
没错啊。
Then we ask this question.
那我们要继续问。
Why would God love wicked men?
为什么神要爱这些邪恶有罪的人？
That's a very important question.
很重要的问题。
I mean, do you love mass murderers?
我的意思，你爱一个杀了很多人的凶手吗？
Do you want to be around them?
你愿意跟他们在一块吗？
Do you love thieves?
你喜欢贼吗？
Liars?
骗子吗？
Do you want to be with them?
你愿意跟这样的人在一块吗？
So, why does God save?
为什么神拯救人？
Well, because God loves men.
因为神爱人啊。
But why does he love men?
为什么神要爱罪人呢？
It's because of who he is.
这是因为他的本性。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
The point being made is this.
我们要讲的重点是。
God does not love us because of us.
神爱我们不是因为我们怎么样。
He loves us in spite of us.
他爱我们呢，是尽管我们不好。
He loves us because God is love.
他爱我们，因为他本身就是爱。
It flows from Him.
他是爱的本体。
It's not because of some worth or merit in us.
爱是从他而来，不是因着我们有什么美德，我们有什么善行。
I believe you can see why this is so important.
我相信你可以看到为什么这个这么重要。
It does humble man.
这个叫人降卑下来。
It exalts God.
这个把神升为高，荣耀他。
It causes me to be more thankful.
这使我更加的感恩。
To realize just how great He is.
当我认识到神是何等的伟大。
He told Israel, I did not choose you because of you.
他对以色列人说，我没有拣选你，因为你怎么好。
He said you were the smallest of all the nations.
你是列邦中最小的一个国土啊。
He said I chose you because I chose you.
我拣选你，因为我要拣选你。
What he's saying is this.
他所说的是
I did it because of me.
我因着我自己的缘故，我拣选你。
Now,
好
we see another reason here why God saves Israel.
这里我们看到另一个原因啊，为什么神要拯救以色列？
He says, that he does it for his own namesake.
他说我是为要使我的大名显为圣，为我名的缘故。
To vindicate the holiness of his great name.
使我的大名显为圣。
He also says that the nations might know that I am the Lord.
好在列国中知道我是耶和华。
He does it for us.
他为我们的缘故。
Because he loves.
因为他爱我们。
He does it for his own glory.
他也为了他自己荣耀的缘故。
To demonstrate how great he is.
来显明他是何等的伟大。
To make his name known.
使他的名显为圣，使他的名被人知。
Among the nations.
在列国中，他们就知道我是耶和华。
This is again very humbling.
这是很叫人降卑的事啊。
It tells us how great God is.
这个告诉我们神是何等伟大。
But it also shows us something very important about salvation.
同时也让我们看到有关救恩很重要一件事。
God saves a man.
神拯救一个人。
To demonstrate to all.
来向众人显明。
How powerful he is.
他是何等的伟大，有能力。
Now, when we talk about salvation.
好，那我们提到救恩。
We're not just talking about justification.
我们不仅仅讲的是称义而已。
God shows his power in justifying the sinner.
当神称人，称罪人为义的时候，他彰显了他的能力。
But he shows his power also in sanctifying the sinner.
当他使罪人成圣的时候，他也彰显他的大能。
That means transforming his life.
成圣的意思就是改变他的生命。
Making him holy.
使他更来越来越圣洁。
And God demonstrates his power in the glorification of the sinner.
当这个罪人得荣耀的时候，神也彰显他的能力。
Today,
今天
a very weak gospel is preached.
我们传扬一个很软弱的福音。参水的福音。
Church discipline is rarely practiced.
教会几乎不施行教会纪律。
The church is filled with carnal men.
教会里充满了属肉体的人。
There's not much of a demonstration of power.
我们看不出什么神的能力的彰显。
We need to be zealous for men.
我们需要对人发热心，没错。
To want their salvation.
我们要渴慕，渴望他们得救。
But we must also be zealous for God.
但是我们更要向神发热心。
To want His glory.
愿他的荣耀彰显。
To want Him to be glorified in the church.
愿他在教会里得荣耀。
So we preach a true gospel.
所以我们传讲一个真正的福音。
We warn men.
我们警戒人。
We encourage and teach them.
我们鼓励他们，我们教导他们。
We also practice church discipline.
我们也实行教会纪律。
That God's name be great among the nations.
好叫神的名在列邦中显伟大。
We don't need a church full of carnal people calling themselves Christians.
我们不需要一个教会人山人海，都是一大堆属肉体的人，自称是基督徒的人。
It does not demonstrate God's power.
这样的教会并不彰显神的能力。
It causes the nations to laugh.
这只会叫列邦外邦人来讥诮我们。
Now.Let me show you how salvation is a demonstration of God's power.
让我给你看啊，神的救恩怎么样彰显神的大能。
Excuse me, it's very late.
很累了，很晚了。对不起。
God did 10 plagues on Egypt.
神在埃及降下了十个灾。
He could have brought Israel out after one plague.
他可以一灾之后就把以色列人救出来了。
What did he constantly say?
但他不断说什么？
That the Egyptians might know that he is God.
好叫埃及人知道我是耶和华。
He performs great works of salvation so that the Gentiles will know that he is God.
他彰显了他拯救的大能，好叫列邦列国认识到他是耶和华。
When Israel was going through the wilderness,
当以色列人经过旷野的时候。
God tested Moses.
神考验摩西。
Israel had rebelled against God.
以色列人反叛神。
And God said, Moses, step away.
神说摩西站一边。
I'm going to destroy them.
我要把犹太人，尤其以色列人灭掉。
And I will make a new nation out of you.
然后我要从你的子孙后代兴起另一个新的国度。
Now God was testing Moses.
神在考验摩西啊。
And what did Moses say?
摩西怎么说？
He didn't say, okay.
他没有说，哎，好，太好了，没问题。
This is what he said.
神说。
He said, no, Lord.
不主啊。
Your enemies will say.
你的仇敌看到会说。
That although you could bring them out of Egypt.
虽然你可以把他们带出埃及。
You could not bring them into their land.
你却不能把他们带进迦南地。
Your enemies will speak against you.
你的仇敌会说。会嘲笑你。
Moses was concerned about God's glory.
摩西关心的是神的荣耀。
About his name, his reputation.
是神的圣名，神的名誉，声誉。
Now,
好。
This is a thing that is happening today.
今天发生的就是这样的事。
Many people claim to be Christians.
很多人自称是基督徒，我信。
But they're not changed.
但他们生命没改变。
They're not any different from the world.
他们跟世人没两样。
Because of our bad preaching.
因着我们的不好的讲道。
Our bad theology.
不好的神学。
Our lack of concern for the glory of God.
我们不关心神的荣耀。
We have people who call themselves Christians.
我们有许多自称是基督徒的。
That are carnal and worldly.
却有名无实，是属世的，是属
肉体的。And so the world
looks. 所以世人看到我们。
And at best, all they can say is this.
他们能够说的就是。
Well, God is strong enough to save them from hell.
是神能够把他们从地狱中救出来，很有能力啊。
But he is not able to change them.
但他不能改变他们，这是他们能说的最好的话。
That is wrong.
这是不对的。
People ought to look at us.
别人应该能够看到我们。
And see that God is powerful to save.
看到神有能力拯救。
And powerful to transform.
而且有能力改变我们的生命。
This is the goal.
这是我们的目的。
The church represents the glory of God.
因为教会正在代表神的荣耀。
We ought to concern ourselves with God's reputation.
我们应该关心神的声誉。
Now what happens when God truly saves a person?
好，当神真正拯救一个人的时候，发生什么事呢？
They're truly a person that's saved.
他们是真正得救了，会怎么样呢？
Look in verse 24.
看看24节。
One thing God does.
有一件事情神要做的。
For I will take you from the nations, gather you from all the lands, and bring you into your own land.
我必从各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们，引导你们归回本地。
In salvation, God separates a man.
在救恩当中，神使一个人分别为圣。
He separates him from the world.
把他从世界中分别出来。
And brings him to himself.
把他带到自己面前。
This is one of the evidences of conversion.
这就是得救的一个证据。
Before we are Christians,
我们从前没有信主前。
We live in the world.
我们活在世界。
We look like the world.
我们也像这个世界。
We talk and act like the world.
我们讲话，我们行动都像这个世界，跟世人没两样。
But when God saves us,
但当神拯救我们时候，
He separates us from the world.
他把我们从世界中分别出来。
Now that doesn't mean that we go off and live on a mountain by ourselves.
这不是说我们住在深山老林里头自己独居。
We are in the world.
我们仍然活在世上。
But we no longer participate in its sins.
但是我们不再跟世人同流合污了。
Now separation is not just rejecting the bad.
所以分别为圣不是说把不好的事情拒绝掉而已。
But it's passionately receiving the good.
而且更是渴慕那善美的事。
We're not holy simply because we don't do bad things.
我们不是圣洁，因为我们不做这些坏事、不好的事，我们就圣洁了。不。
Separating from sin is not the end.
从最终分别出来，不是我们最终的目的。
It's the means.
而是一个途径。
To be holy.
成为圣洁。
Means to separate from evil.
不仅是从罪恶中分别出来。
In order to draw near to God and His righteousness.
更叫我们与神亲近，追求他的公义与圣洁。
Holiness is primarily drawing near to God.
圣洁最主要是与神亲近。
There are many people who boast in their morality.
今天有很多人他们夸口自己多么的道德。
But they have no passion for God.
但他们对神没有任何的热情。
That's not holiness.
那不是圣洁。
We reject sin.
是我们拒绝罪。
For a greater purpose.
但是为了一个更高的目的。
So that we might draw near to God.
好叫我们与神亲近。
This is something we will see in every true believer.
这是我们在每个真基督徒生命中所看见的。
Now there will be different degrees of it.
当然有不同的程度啊，追求。
Some men are more mature than others.
有一些比别的更成熟。
All Christians can go through times of struggle.
所有的基督徒都可能经过一些起起伏伏、挣扎。
But the evidence of true conversion.
但是真正得救的证据。
Is a separation.
是一个分别。
From the world,
从世界分别出来
to God,
好叫我们归于神
something that grows in our lives,
而且不断的成长这样的欲望
Now in verse 25,
25节
He says, Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean.
我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。
I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols.
我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。
In a true believer,
一个真正的信徒
God will do a work of separation.
神在他里面会做一个分别为圣的工作。
All the believer's life.
所有在他一生一世。
But he will also do a work of cleansing.
他也会做那洁净的工作。
To cleanse us more and more.
把我们越来越洁净。
Look what he says.
你听他说的。
I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean.
我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。
Now he's not asking us to be clean.
他不是叫我们，我们要洁净啊。
He's saying you will be.
他说你必要洁净。
I will see to it.
我会做到的。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子啊。
I lived on a farm as a boy.
我小孩的时候，我住在一个牧场上。
I was always dirty.
我总是脏脏兮兮的。
And I came in one day when I was about 10 years old.
我十岁的时候，我从外头回家。
I've been working in the field.
我在田里头工作。
I thought I was a man.
我以为我是个小大人了。
And my mom said, Paul.
我妈说，保罗。
Go take a bath.
洗澡去。
And I said,
我说
Mom,
我说妈
I don't think I'll take one tonight.
我说今晚我不想洗了。
My mom looked at me.
我妈妈看我一眼，瞪我一眼。
She said,
她说
You will take a bath.
你一定会洗的。
Yes, Mom.
我说 OK, Mom.
So I go in.
所以我进到洗澡间。
Now, farm boys, they love to swim in the lakes and the rivers.
那农村小男孩喜欢在那个河里头，在湖里头游泳啊。
But they're afraid of water in a bathtub.
但是他们怕洗澡缸里的水。
And so I turned on a little bit of the water.
所以我就把水打开一点点。
I didn't want to take a bath.
我不想洗个大澡。
I was lazy.
我很懒。
So I put a little water.
所以我就点一点水，点一点点水。
And then I got my mom's white towel.
然后我就拿我的妈妈的白毛巾。
And I dried off.
我就把我身上的水给擦干。
And the whole towel was black with my dirt.
整个白毛巾变黑的了。
And everything was going along just fine.
一切都平平安安，直到
till my mom walked in the door.
我妈进来了。
She saw the dirt on the floor.
她看到地上的泥巴。
She saw the dirty towel.
她看那个肮脏的毛巾。
I had dirt still all over my body.
我身上还有好多灰泥巴。
My mom grabbed me by the back of the neck.
我妈妈就抓住我的脖子。
And my mom worked on the farm.
你知道我妈也是个农村妇女啊。
Her hands were rougher than a man.
她的手比男人还要厉害啊。
And she grabbed me.
她把我抓住。
And she scrubbed me.
她就搓我。
It felt like she was scrubbing me with a wire brush.
就好像她拿的那个有刺儿的那个在搓我，毛巾在搓我一样。
They say that a man has 7 layers of skin.
人家说啊，一个人身上有七层皮啊。
I only have 3 because my mother took off 4 of them.
我只剩下三层，我妈妈已经刮掉了四层了，已经搓掉了四层了。
When I came out of that bathtub,
当我从那个洗澡盆里头出来的时候
，I was shining clean.
我全身都发光了
，like the Shekinah glory of God coming forth from my face.
就像我脸上的荣耀的光发挥出来。
Now look at this.
你看啊。
My mom said,
我妈说
you will be clean.
你就洁净了。
Now let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题啊。
Is my mother more sovereign than God?
我妈妈的主权是不是超过神的主权呢？
Can my mother make her son go to the bath and take a shower?
我妈妈可不可以叫她儿子进到洗澡盆里头洗澡啊？
But God cannot.
神就不能了吗？
Does he have no control of his children?
难道天父对他儿女没有任何的主权了吗？
You know in your own life.
你知道在你生命中。
That God.
神。
You can go in and you can clean yourself.
你可以自己进去自己洗个澡。
Or God can come in and clean you.
或者神来把你洗干净。
But you're going to be clean.
但是你就洁净了，你必要洁净。
He's going to work in your life.
他必要在你生命中动善功。
A true believer.
一个真正的信徒。
Sins.
是犯罪。
And struggles.
而且挣扎。
But it's going to be obvious that God is cleaning them.
但是很明显，神正在洁净他们。
Sometimes with a wonderful, beautiful spring rain.
有时候借着一个很美好的春雨啊，来洁净他们。
And sometimes he's going to grab them by the back of the neck.
有时候他们抓起来，然后搓他们，搓干净。
But God is going to clean us.
不管怎么样，神必要洁净我们。
He's going to work in our lives.
必要在我们心中动工。
Gradually.
渐渐的。
Patiently.
大有耐心的。
But if there's no evidence that God is cleaning us,
但是如果在我们生命中没有神任何洁净的工作
，we need to think.
我们就好好想一想。
Maybe we are not true Christians.
也许我们根本就没有重生得救，不是真基督
徒。God said He will do it.
神说他会那么做的。
Another thing that God says He will do.
另一件事他说他必要做的。
I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols.
我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。
All of us come to God with so many idols.
我们来到神面的时候，都带着许多的偶像啊。
Even after we're Christians,
甚至我们信了主，我们还有偶像。
Maybe the idol of comfort.
也许是舒服的偶像，安逸的偶像。
The idol of fame.
或者是这个出人头地、出名的偶像。
Maybe another person is our idol.
或者另外一个人成了我们的偶像。
And throughout the years of the true Christian.
当基督徒一个真基督徒的一辈子。
God works to cleanse them from their idols.
神在他们心中动工，叫他们脱离一切的偶像。
When the Bible says, "Blessed are the pure in heart,"
当圣经说清心的人有福了
，it means blessed are those who have no competing loyalties in their heart.
意思说，在他们心里头没有别的竞争的对象。
That their loyalty is singular.
他们唯一的效忠的对象是单一的。
It belongs to Christ.
唯独基督。效忠基督。
All of us struggle.
我们所有的人都在挣扎。
Even the most mature Christian.
甚至最成熟的基督徒。
But I think that all of us would say.
但是我们都可以说。
That as we look back on our Christian life.
当我们回顾我们基督徒的生活、生命的时候。
We can see God working diligently.
我们可以看到神在一步步在殷勤的动工。
To cleanse us from our idols.
把我们一切的偶像都洁净掉除掉
Set us free from them.
好叫我们得到释放自由
Now what else does God do?
神还做什么呢
We're going to see now a beautiful picture of regeneration
现在我们看到一个重生的美好的图画啊，这里
He says I will give you a new heart
26节我要赐给你们一个新心
And I will put a new spirit within you
将心灵放在你们里面
And I will remove the heart of stone
我又从你们除掉肉实心
From your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
赐给你们肉心。
God says, "I'm going to change your heart."
我要改变你的心啊。
Now all men have a heart of stone.
我们所有的人都有一颗石心。
The best way of looking at that is this way.
最好的方法看它啊。
They are dead to God.
就是他们向神是死的。
Like a stone.
像石头一样刚硬。
They cannot respond to divine stimuli.
他们神的刺激，他们没有回应对神的刺激。
For example,
譬如
if I have a statue of stone of Brother Larry,
如果有一个陈哥的石头像在那儿
I can pinch it.
我可以捏它。
I can kick it.
我可以踢它。
I can punch it.
我可以揍它。
What's it going to do?
有什么回应呢
Nothing.
什么都没回应。
But Larry's made out of flesh.
但是我是肉体做的。
If I pinch him,
如果他捏我的话
he's going to respond.
我就要蹦跳了。
If I punch him or kick him,
揍他踢他
he's going to move.
我就要动了，我就要躲了。
Now, God takes out our dead heart of stone.
好，神把我们那颗死掉的石头的心啊，除掉。
He gives us a heart of living flesh that can respond to him.
他赐给我们一个活着的肉心，那可以回应的，有敏感可以回应的心。
He changes our nature.
他把我们的本性改变了。
He recreates us.
他重新再造我们。
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
若有人在基督里，他就新造的人。
That's what God does.
这就是神所做的，就是一过了。
So he puts a new heart in us.
所以他把一个新的心放在我们里面。
This is not just poetry.
这不是诗篇，就是唱做文章而已啊。
This is real.
这是真的。
The day I was converted.
当我得救的日子。
God took out my heart of stone and gave me a heart that would respond.
麻木不仁的心除掉了，给我了一个可以回应他的肉心。
I've been given a new heart.
神给我一个新的心。
That means I have a new nature.
意思就是我有一个新的本性。
But there is a problem.
但是有个问题来了。
There is still a part of me that is unredeemed.
在我的生命中还有一部分还没有得赎。
The Bible calls it the flesh.
圣经称之为肉体。
It's not who I really am now.
这个肉体不是真正的我。
I'm a new creature.
我是一个新造的人。
But this unredeemed part of me still struggles against my new heart.
但是我这个里面还没有蒙赎的肉体跟我的心在斗争，在挣扎。
So that there is a real battle.
所以有一个真正的，有个征战。
Now also he says in verse 27.
好，27节他说。
I will put my spirit within you.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面。
God causes his spirit to indwell us.
神让他的灵住在我们里面。
So how does he change us?
所以他怎么改变我们呢?
He gives us a new heart.
给我们一个新的心。
A new heart with new affections.
这个新的心就有新的知觉、 新的感情。
We love God.
我们现在爱神了。
And that love for God, it moves us or motivates us.
那个爱神的心如今在催逼我们，激励我们。
But not only does he give us a new heart,
他不仅给我们一颗新心。
He indwells us with the Spirit of God.
他也借着他的灵住在我们里面。
He empowers us.
他给我们能力。
He teaches us.
他教导我们。
He helps us.
他帮助我们。
He comforts us.
他安慰我们。
He convicts us.
他也光照我们。
For these reasons,
因此
we can say that the Christian is really going to change.
所以我们说基督徒一定会改变的。
Really and truly.
真正的改变。
Now, let's go on.
我们继续。
I will put my spirit within you.
我会将我的灵放在你们里面。
And cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances.
使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章，使你们。
Now look, he says, I'm going to cause you.
你看，注意啊，他说我会使你们顺从我。
To walk in my statutes.
我的典章律，遵守我的律例。
You will walk in my.
你会谨守我的。
Do you see that?
我的典章，看到吗？
How does he make us walk in his statutes?
他怎么使我们行在他的律例典章中呢？
Does he force us?
是不是他强迫我们？
Does he coerce us?
是不是他逼迫我们？
Does he drag us?
或者是拉着我们？
1 John says the commandments of God are not burdensome to a believer.
约翰一书说，神的命令并不是使我们啊，不是叫我们啊。Sorry, burdensome. 不叫我们受。
It's not heavy.
不辖制我们，对对。Okay.
Now,
好。
How does he cause us to walk in his commandments?
他怎么使我们行在他的旨意中呢？
He tells us.
他告诉我们。
He gave us a new heart.
他给我们一颗新的心。
That loves his commandments.
会爱他的诫命。
He put his spirit within us.
他把他的灵放在我们里面。
That teaches us and leads us and empowers us in the commandments.
教导我们，而且给我们力量，行在他的旨意中。
And finally, his providence.
最后是他的护理。他的诫命不是难守的。Okay, I just corrected. Okay.
Also by his providence.
而且借着他的护理。
So God doesn't make us keep his commandments by forcing us with coercion.
神没有借着外面的力量强迫我们来遵行他的诫命律例典章。
He does it by changing our heart.
他借着改变我们的心。
By giving us the Spirit.
给我们他的灵。
And by his fatherly providence in our life.
也借着他慈父的护理在我们。
Leading us.
一步步引导我们。
Teaching us.
教导我们。
And even disciplining us.
甚至管教我们。
And what is the goal?
好，这个目的何在呢？
Verse 8.
第八节。
You will live in the land that I gave to your forefathers, so you will be my people, and I will be your God.
二十八节，你们必住在我所赐给你们列祖之地，你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神。
This has been God's goal since the garden.
这自从伊甸园，这就是神要最终达到的目的。
To call forth a people.
要选召一群人出来。
They will be his people.
他们会成为他的百姓。
And he will be their God.
他要做他们的神。
So this is what God does.
这就是神所做的。
You see, salvation involves a human decision.
没错，救恩必须有人的决志。
But that's not all it is.
但不仅如此。
It's a supernatural work of God.
这更是神超自然的大功。
And it's something that only he can do.
只有他能够成就。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, I thank you for this time.
父，为这段时间感谢你。
Please use it for your glory and your people's good.
求你使用，为着你的荣耀，也为你百姓的益处。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.